2ST, it's good times, it's great music. Peter Rampant here this afternoon. Got to talk to Matt, the nutritionist now, from metabolicjumpstart.com. How are you doing there, Matty?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good to chat.
Matt, our topic today is all about hormones. Now, before we talk about how we can improve our hormones and balance them out, I suppose it's best to explain to people what actually are hormones. We have heard of the word, we know a bit about it, but not a great deal. Hormones.
Yeah, well, this word hormones, and, you know, my hormones are out of whack, are out of balance, I'm gaining weight, what's my hormones doing? It gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
Hormones are the chemical messengers in your body. I think of them as like couriers. You know, you give a courier a package and they take it somewhere specific and it's got a specific purpose. Hormones are the same, whether it's your thyroid hormone that's sending a message to your metabolic rate, to burn calories, or whether it's insulin, which is that hormone which lets blood sugars into your muscles to burn up. And that's the one people have the problem with if they've got type 2 diabetes, because their blood sugars rise. So these are specific couriers or messengers that do specific things around the body. And when they get out of whack, weight gain is a common problem.
Or so I gather they're pretty important to the body, aren't they, obviously, hormones?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. There's also neurotransmitters, and these are chemicals in the brain that respond really strongly to what you eat. So what we're discovering now is, you know, what you eat each day can have a real big impact on your hormones, and if you do get your hormones in the correct balance, sometimes you get that breakthrough and the weight just drops off when otherwise you've been battling your waistline for years.
Yeah, so we talk about, like, with weight loss, as we've talked over the years with you, but with the hormones, I gather you need to balance them out a bit as well. How do we do that when you say balance the hormone?
The best thing with your diet is obviously going to be eating nutrient-rich. That's not new, but regular eating has got to be a must. So that's at least 3 meals a day, and ideally with snacks in between. You shouldn't under-eat. As soon as you under-eat, a lot of people go and crash diets. If you do that, then that can increase cortisol, the stress hormone, and that holds abdominal fat as well as generates cravings. It can increase another hunger hormone called ghrelin that just sends you in search of treats everywhere. And, of course, it depresses your thyroid hormone as well. So you can't be too dramatic about stuff. So eating regularly and eating enough food whilst not overdoing it is the first thing you should do.
So are there any particular hormones we should worry about more so than others?
I think serotonin is a key one. That's the feel-good neurotransmitter in the brain. That's one that makes you feel calm and relaxed. And there are some people, now not everybody, so everybody can't blame it on this, but some people would be like serotonin sensitive in that if they eat carbohydrates, they might get all calm and lethargic and they feel good, but they get a carb addiction. And some people may suffer from that. So one thing they can do is eat more protein at meals, and that helps you feel alert. And if you feel more alert, then obviously you get through your day, you feel like exercising, you feel on top of your game, and you just get to the end of the day and go, that was a good day, rather than, you know, that roller coaster of food addiction. Dopamine is another chemical. It's a neurotransmitter. That's the pleasure-seeking one. So if you're on the fatty foods, the sugar hit, you know, alcohol, it's giving you rewards just like a drug. And when you commit to getting off those, it levels out your dopamine as well. So you can imagine a jigsaw puzzle where eventually all your hormones fall into place and then suddenly your body releases fat. And that's a great position to get into.
Gee, it sounds pretty complex, doesn't it, the hormones?
Look, these things we've only really discovered in the last 5 to 10 years. I mean, we only guessed up until then. What we're really discovering is stress stuffs up your hormones, lack of sleep stuffs up your hormones, and junk food, even if you think you can get away with it, stuffs up your hormones too. So you've really got to look after your lifestyle.
All right. Well,
when they say it's a change of lifestyle, you need to do that.
Yeah. Well, to summarise that, Matt, to wrap up, to get it in working order with the hormones, what are your little tips there for people to take home?
The tips is plan your meals, eat regularly, eat nutrient-rich foods. If you want to look after your thyroid, definitely go for iodine-rich foods too. More people are suffering from underactive thyroid, so make sure you have eggs, milk, salmon, spinach. If you use salt, use iodized salt as well. And I think the best place to start is, look after your thyroid, because that's the one that drives your metabolic rate, burns calories. When you burn calories, you burn fat, and you get the results you're looking for.
Sounds great, Matty, mate. We'll leave it there, mate. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Pete.